Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. That is the fight song of the University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB, and there'll be more about that particular institution and the football team straight ahead. Because it's the start of the 157th college football season, and the ActionNetwork.com has updated its dirty score. Kathy Morris is a researcher at Action Network. Kathy?
Hi. Yeah, I hope this isn't going to offend any UAB fans.
Well, it is what it is, isn't it? He said. I mean, you did all the... Yeah, I mean, the scores are the scores. It has nothing to do with anything else, really.
Yeah. We looked at a pretty substantial amount of time, too. Six seasons of data, so pretty expansive.
What are the criteria? I mean, what qualifies as dirty play to the Action Network?
We looked at penalties per game, penalty yards per game, penalty first down per game, and penalties per play. So if you're one of those fans who believes the refs are against your team, you might be able to kind of glaze away these results a bit.
And how many years do you use as the to examine? It's not just 1 year. How many seasons do you take to come up with a conclusion?
We did six seasons, isn't going to just be like, right, you know, a handful of players. This is going to be a pretty expansive look at the team.
By the way, well, why don't you tell us about the, let's start at the top. Talk about the dirtiest college football team. Who was that?
Yeah, UAB turns to be the dirtiest team in college football. 6% of their total plays involved a penalty, which is the highest in the nation, and double the team on the bottom. So that just kind of, that's fairly significant, and I'm sure teams who play against them feel it.
I would think so. That's an astounding statistic. And it sounds, if it's over five seasons, that they really haven't done anything to improve their score in that regard. Tell us some more about...
And when you look at like some of the teams that rank as the cleanest teams, like Army and Air Force and Navy, it kind of suggests this could be almost a stylistic choice or a coaching choice.
Really? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So Army, the Army team is the cleanest team in the nation. Do have penalties. Of course, everyone gets penalties in football, but they only get flags thrown on 3% of their plays. So that's like half of what UAB gets.
There's got to be some sort of reason behind this. I mean, how could UAB go for as many seasons as it's gone, committing all those penalties? Maybe the penalties didn't affect the outcome of their game. I don't know. Most football games that I've seen, it usually does in some cases. Are you the person who keeps track of the stats on this stuff?
I worked with the data a little bit. I didn't personally compile it. But if you have any specific questions, I'm happy to answer.
Okay. Tell me about Toledo.
Yeah, Toledo came in second. So I guess that's better than first.
I guess so.
But I'm still really just behind UAB. And they get 7.97 penalties per game, which is, again, pretty significant.
Eli, you got something there?
Yeah. Hi, Kathy. I'm producer Eli here. I'm a big college football fan, and I wanted to know who the most successful dirty team is. Like, who is maybe someone that's won a couple championships recently, but also doesn't really play by the book?
So who's it paying off for?
Yeah.
Right. That's a good question.
That is a good question. Trying to think. Some of these teams, you know, UAB is not one that comes to mind.
Right.
But,
or Toledo.
Our Toledo, unfortunately for them. Tennessee's top 10. Every now and then they have a good season.
I see it the exact opposite way, where I went to Northwestern. We keep it as clean as we possibly can, just like those service academies. We keep the discipline at a high level. So
do you have like the top 10 of the clean and the top 10 dirty available?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's start with the dirt. Let's do the top 10 dirt. Go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah. It's UAB, followed by Toledo, then New Mexico, Pittsburgh, Utah State, Miami, North Carolina, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and then UTSA.
Okay. And that's the dirty side of the ledger. Let's go to the clean side.
Awesome. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, and the cleanest teams are, again, Army, cleanest team, followed by Air Force, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Navy, and Northwestern.
There you go. We have a Northwestern alumni.
Oh yeah. So. I mean, if you know someone who's gone to Northwestern, they definitely tell you about it.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I have a very good friend who went there, and their alumni are very, very happy they went there.
It's really interesting. There's a lot of Big Ten teams on the clean side of the list there. Northwestern, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan. I see Penn State down there, too.
Yeah, you know, I think it really comes... I think there has to be at some level, especially with how often colleges have transfers these days.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
There has to be some level of a coaching decision and coaching choices that go into this. Like, some teams simply play more aggressive and kind of skirt the lines, where other teams clearly choose cleaner strategies. Unsurprisingly, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Northwestern.
Well, it doesn't surprise me about Army, Navy, and the Air Force. I expect the academies, if you will, knowing how the straight line they have to walk while they attend their schools, like at West Point, I would think that would subconsciously, if not consciously, transfer to their play on the field. And, not that they wouldn't play hard, because they certainly do, but that perhaps committing penalties is not something that, obviously, it's not something that they do that often. It might have something to do with living in a clean dorm. You know what I mean?
it could be a little bit of culture. And also, I know the schools are strict. I'm not sure what the consequences are for stepping out of line.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. They averaged only 3.72 penalties, 32.8 penalty yards, and 1.18 penalty first downs per game over 5 years, right?
Yeah, over six seasons.
Oh, so, I'm sorry, seasons. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty distinct.
Meanwhile, over at UAB, they're averaging 7.90 penalties per game, 70.75 penalties in yards. That has to affect the game. I mean, if you're losing that many yards due to penalties, it certainly has to have an effect on the outcome. Sort of surprising that they've continued down that road over the past 6 years. Probably not going to have any turnarounds, do you think? Or do you feel that they'll continue on? I'm going to start watching this now. I didn't really pay attention, to be honest. I watch a lot of football, and I understand when the penalties are, what's the term I'm looking for? When they contribute to the outcome of the game, or they occur at a crucial moment against your team that you're rooting for, you get really ticked off. I'm going to start looking around and see how many penalties all these teams get, because they do give that out as part of the play-by-play. It's just that I never spent that much time putting it together. But now, UAB, I got your number. Let me tell you, I'm going to be paying attention to that. Do you have a website or a place to go where we can see the list of all of the teams that you've ranked?
Yeah, we're the Action Network, and we do lots of fun studies about kind of deep cuts into data and entertainment.
Okay. I'll add that to the list of things I'm doing too. Okay, now I got two. UAB, Action Network. let's see. Eli, you got another question?
Yeah, but just looking at the list, I was curious about what are some of your favorite ways that you've seen these lists be applied in the college football world. Like, obviously, there's a lot of trash talk and discourse that goes between college football fans about my team cheats less than yours, your team has the refs on their side, or maybe info like this can impact when you're choosing a winner for a game. So have you seen that really apply at all in the real world?
Yeah, I think the biggest time this kind of data comes into focus is when there's a player injury. So you have a critical game and a player is injured and there's a penalty involved. People say, oh, that was intentional, that was dirty, that impacted the results. And it can definitely turn the comment sections pretty heated. And of course, with like the rise of like prediction markets, you have a lot more of like, off the wall bets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there, you do see some specific things about injuries and like game results, and sometimes there's a little bit of overlap in that, people considering like, oh, well, this team is really aggressive and this team isn't very aggressive. How's that going to look?
Well, I'm going to, as I say, pay a lot of attention to what's going on over there at the Action Network. Thanks for being with us, Kathy. It's been great having you on the air. Love talking to you.
No, thanks for having me. Always fun to talk about the data.
Yes, it is. Always fun to talk about the data.